Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. A pleasure today to have on Q&A with me, all the way from the great state of Texas, Liv Hernandez. Oh, Liv, welcome to the Q&A show.
Thank you for having me.
Liv Hernandez, let's let our listeners know kind of, you know, where I mentioned the great state of Texas. Let's share a little bit with them, you know, who you are and what you're doing out, where you are and what you're doing out in the great state of Texas.
Well, I live in San Antonio. I'm a wife, a stay-at-home mom, a self-published author and poet, and I love living in Texas.
San Antonio and the Alamo, right? Historical, right? The Alamo?
Oh, yes, definitely.
And San Antonio is, of course, I have toured the Alamo, and I have wrestled out in San Antonio, and one of my nemesis, you might say, is from San Antonio, a man by the name of Tully Blanchard, who was part of the infamous Four Horsemen back in the day. And of course, Tully is back there now. He's actually on staff at John Hagee's church there. Is it Cornerstone? Is that, I hope I have that name right, maybe. I don't know. Are you familiar with John Hagee's church out there, Liv?
Actually, I just watched one of their live streams on, I think, Facebook a few Sundays ago, and I was really blown away by what they had to say.
Yeah, I mean, and of course, Tully heads up their prison ministry there for John Hagee's church, and Tully's been involved in prison ministry for many, many, many years. Now I know you have a little wrestling background as well. I mean, you watched a little bit of wrestling growing up, Liv?
Not really growing up. I didn't start getting into wrestling until I met my husband, but he's been watching it since, I want to say, the 80s, when they would have Saturday Night Wrestling and all that. So he's been a fan for the longest time.
He goes way back. He's mm-hmm. the avid, the loyal fan. And what's your husband's name?
Christopher.
Christopher, and I know you said mm-hmm. stay-at-home mom. So so you're homeschooling there in San Antonio?
Yes.
Okay, and you obviously you enjoy that. Now, do you have any kind of a background besides being a stay-at-home mom? Any other background or been out there prior to that in the marketplace?
Not really. I worked the usual jobs after high school. I was in fast food for a little bit as I moved around with my family, and then jobs working at Walmart, and then at other little stores around town.
Okay. And you're not originally from San Antonio then?
No, I was born and raised in California.
Okay. But the Alamo is quite a tourist attraction, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it really is.
Brings a lot of people to town. And so you mentioned poetry, and as part of your introduction, you mentioned poetry, and I think that's how we first got connected. We're going to talk about that in a moment, but I think you said self, is it all self-authored?
Yes, I do everything myself.
And what inspired you to get involved in writing poetry?
That actually goes way back to when I was in high school in English literature classes. I loved reading poetry, And I was always very shy, even now I am. So I used to kind of use writing poetry as a way to express myself and meet new people. And that was actually how I sort of got my husband's attention when we were first dating. I would write him poems, like Ooh. Love poems, and then it branched off into other forms of poetry.
So some romantic poems to for your future husband there? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I'm gonna have to interview him here one day and see and get his response to that. Well, how he felt about that. And I hope I don't throw him under the bus. I hope he still has some of those in a shoebox somewhere or something. Do you know if he's kept any of those? Kept some of those?
I do not know. I never thought to ask him.
Well, hey, tell him not to get mad at me. Or don't get any, I hope I didn't just get him in trouble there. But nevertheless, what a way of romanticizing your future husband and writing poems. So, hey, did you have back in high school? Did you have like a favorite poet, like Longfellow, or sorry, did you have anybody who was a favorite poet for you that inspired you?
It has always been Shakespeare, especially Ooh. That rhyming format, which is what I try and do in most of my poems. I try to rhyme them, but that's where I got most of my inspiration from.
Shakespeare, that's a pretty good one. That'd be a good one to pattern yourself after. And so, all right, so you started. So how many books at this point, how many books have you self-published then?
I want to say over 10 books because I started publishing them back in 2016. So,
okay, over 10, and I know so some of them, I'm guessing, are some of them available on Amazon. How could people get Liv Hernandez's poetry books?
They are all available on Amazon, and I guess it's a pretty easy name to look up. So I'm guessing.
Well, good. What's your favorite? So I know you said you like to do the kind of the rhyming format. Do you have favorite poems that you've written, or some that what do they center on? Do they kind of cover different things?
They do cover different things. I've tried writing about different stuff. I've even tried writing actual stories in the past, which I also published, but lately. My main inspiration for my poetry is poems about God and about Christianity. And right now they're sort of based off of Bible verses as inspiration.
Hmm. Wow. And do you have one handy?
Really? Oh my gosh, I'm actually really nervous.
Hey, well, while you're thinking of answering that question, I know you were inspired by a couple pro wrestlers. So even though you weren't a huge fan growing up, but I know your husband, he is. And the initials are SB, and the other initials most recently I come to find out are NK. Now, it just so happens, gosh, wait a minute, Nikita Koloff. And of course, the SB that I'm referring to, I'm going to just give the audience out there a moment to kind of connect some dots here. They're going, SB, whose name? So he doesn't wrestle by his name. He wrestles by another name, and which would be the iconic Sting. And, of course, who I'm referring to is Steve Borden. So, all right, Liv, what inspired you to write some? How did Steve Borden and Nikita Koloff inspire you to write a poem or more than one? I don't know, but how'd that happen?
How did that happen? Well, the first story was, or the first inspiration was, I want to say about a year ago. I had been struggling a lot, especially when it comes to faith and just sort of trying to find, a purpose in life. And I've been watching wrestling with my husband, AEW, and we saw Sting. He had just made his appearance, or, I was trying to catch up on wrestling. And he was into AEW. He's a big fan now. So he was telling me all about that. And he goes, you know, he's a Christian now. And I'm like, okay, well, that's interesting. So I went online and was sort of searching for his testimony, you know, just curious to see what everybody had to say. Because I'd heard about religion growing up and stuff like that, but it never really stuck with me until I read his story. And I was like, wow, okay, so this was a guy who had everything. You know, he's rich, he's famous, and he decided to change his life around. Maybe I could do the same. And then it sort of inspired poetry because I had been stuck on, I guess, suffering from writer's block from like years. I couldn't find that inspiration to get going again. And then most recently, my grandparents passed away also, and they were really big figures in my life. So that kind of sent me into a downward spiral, because they were very devout in their religion and faith. And so I started struggling again. And that was when I had heard back from you about the book, actually. And I found your testimony after talking to you in the last interview, and you said something which I related to a lot, which gets me very emotional. So I don't really want to, you know.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. But the one thing you said that stuck with me and really inspired this poetry book was you talked about feeling that emptiness or that void and like searching for things in life that would make it go away. And I was like, that's exactly how I felt. That's exactly how I've been feeling all these years. Mm. And you talked about needing God, that God could take that away. And so you sort of inspired the poems again and sort of brought my faith back, I guess.
Led you down that path to move from, as you have said a couple times, from religion to what some now know as a relationship, right? Which is what Jesus himself did.
Yes.
He, you know, he came into the heart of religion, you know, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, all the ones who thought they were doing so well in trying to maintain and keep the law of Moses, only to find out that it's not about the law of Moses. It's not, I mean, that there's, it factors in. But more than anything, he said, no, you must be born again, born of the Spirit. You must open your heart. And because the only thing that's going to fill that void you're talking about, Liv, for those out there in listening land, you know, whether you're trying to fill it with writing poetry, writing a book, or climbing the corporate ladder, or becoming a superstar wrestler, or anything else, there's nothing that's going to fill that void in your heart, that emptiness in your heart, other than a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's what I experienced, Liv, in 17 October 1993, as you know, when you heard my testimony. And Stinger, August of 1998. Real quick backstory on Sting. I get saved in 1993. I'll use the word confront. I confront him at the Charlotte Coliseum in December of 1995, and corner him, and man, I'll say it this way, I threw up Jesus all over him for about 30 minutes, till the point that he's like, I gotta go get ready for a match. And I'm like, we'll continue this conversation. He's like, oh no, we won't. He didn't say it to me, but he said he thought it. He later told me he thought it, only 3 years later for him to surrender his, like, at the point you just made, he had fame, he had fortune, all the bling of the world, but at the end of the day, you can achieve and acquire a lot of stuff, but without Jesus, man, you're still going to be empty. And so he came to that conclusion in 1998. And then I had the privilege of actually coming out to Texas numerous times and spending time on his ranch with him, and helping, you might say, a small role in helping disciple, mentor, just build a much deeper relationship between him and I than we had in the wrestling business. That was probably more on the professional side, but this became more personal, more intimate. And still we have that relationship to this day. And so I'm thankful, Liv, that Steve's testimony and story could inspire you as mine has, not only to write poetry, but more importantly, Liv, to open your eyes and ears and or your heart to understand now that it's not about religion, you know, it's about relationship, mm-hmm. and that's the one true thing that can fill somebody's heart. So, well, okay, so you've you were inspired to write these poems, you know, Sting and I inspired you to write more poetry and poems. Is there one you have in front of you that you could share, or not to put you on the spot, but if not, that's okay. We'll just inspire people to go to Amazon and get your books and read all these inspired poems. So what do you think?
Okay, well, since I'm talking to you, I might as well read the poem that's, I guess, written about you then.
Come on, read it. Read it. Come on. Go ahead. Read
it. Okay.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
You're listening to The Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
It doesn't actually have a title. I didn't title it in the book, but okay. It starts off by saying, "Teacher, preacher, continue to speak your words. Your wisdom and guidance need to be heard. We can learn so much from you. Whether you're speaking to many or few, your message is clear and reaches every ear. We will not turn away. We want to hear what you have to say. Continue instructing us and bringing the light down the path that is right. You are guiding them towards the truth and turning them away from a lifestyle that is uncouth."
Wow, Liv, come on. Thank you. I am humbled by that. God bless you. Thank you so much. Wow. And so people, just again, people can go to Amazon and find all of your books, mm-hmm. and all of your collections, right?
Yes.
So, Liv Hernandez. Well, it is Q&A with Koloff. I'm getting sidetracked here with your fascinating story. And by the way, she referred to another interview. So I did interview Liv. You can get more of her story on the Man Up Show. So please go and go over there and check that out and hear her full story. But so questions and answers. So Liv, do you have a question or two for me that will segue over to your questions?
Actually, yes, I do. I was so nervous. I spent all night preparing. And of course, my husband, he was so excited about this. He's like, "Let me help. I'm going to do research right now." And I was like, "What kind of research are you doing?" He's like, "I'm watching all his old matches on YouTube." I'm like, "Oh, okay. That's what you're doing."
I love it. Okay. All right. What do you give you? What do we got?
Okay. Well, he came up with three different questions. Okay. Well, we talked about it, and he would like to know, what was your favorite wrestling match that you were a part of?
Oh man, it's really honestly, it's hard to narrow them down. Like I, you know, I had a lot of, I got the privilege of wrestling a lot of, you know, I wrestled Sting many times, right? And some that people remember more than any are the chain matches I had against Sting, right? And eventually though, you know, I'd win him over and we'd become tag team partners, and so we were partners in a lot of matches as well as opponents with one another. But, you know, Stinger comes to mind, Lex Luger, who now he and I partner up and facilitate a camp called Man Camp. And never in a million years would I thought standing in a cage in Greensboro, North Carolina, wrestling the total package Lex Luger, would we one day have a ministry together and be ministering to men. That's another but God story right there. So memorable matches against Lex. Of course, there's a blonde-haired guy who's probably well-known by his woo, you know, which would be Nature Boy Ric Flair. He's got a rank right up there at the top because within 13 months of breaking into the business, I'm the world six-man champion, the world tag team champion with Uncle Ivan, and I'm wrestling the Nature Boy for his world heavyweight title at the very first ever Great American Bash. And so that one is incredibly memorable. And then I'm going to mention, this wasn't a match, it was a series of matches against the legendary Magnum TA. And it was for the best of seven series for the United States heavyweight title. And of course, the Dirty Russian would end up walking away with that belt and representing the United States and draw the dire, the heat of all the fans, the hatred of all the fans in doing that. But that series of matches ranks right up there as well. So there's a few. I can't, hard to narrow them down, but I'll just throw those few out. So great question. What what else did he give you?
What advice do you have for someone who's lived a life of crime, but now wants to change their life around and embrace God?
Lived a life of crime. Well, all of us are born into iniquity, so in one respect or another, we could all really identify with living a life of crime, even if not literally, figuratively, right? Because according to the Bible, mm-hmm. we're all born into iniquity. We're all, you know, from our mother's womb, Scripture says, and as we are mentioning earlier, it's only by a transforming encounter with Christ can you turn your life around. And you don't have to be a famous wrestler to recognize or realize, again, going back to that emptiness we spoke of, you know, people, whether it's out there committing crime or just in the pursuit of other things, more materialistic things, you know, people are never going to have the true joy in their heart or fulfillment, if you will. I say it this way. In one of the books I wrote, Wrestling with Success, I say I was successful, but I was unfulfilled. And so I climbed the ladder of success in wrestling, but yes, something's still missing in my life. And so whether you're out there committing a life of crime or in pursuit of everything other than Jesus Christ, at the end of the day, you lay your head on a pillow, you're going to be unfulfilled. You can sugarcoat it all you want. You can go down the path of drugs and alcohol, as many have done, or crime or any other thing. But it's only by recognizing the only thing, you know, Scripture says he's placed eternity in the heart of every man. And the one thing you're longing for that you may be lacking, whether it's a life of crime or anything else, is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so come to that acknowledgement. That's what Sting, Luger, and so many of my wrestling peers have concluded, as well as many, many others. And that's the only thing that's going to fill that void in your life. That's a great question. Thank you for asking that one. Wow. And you got one more for me?
Yes. Who is your current favorite wrestler?
Current favorite wrestler. Well, the current wrestlers are probably going to be mad at me because about the only one I know is the one we've been talking about all this, Todd, and who's inspired you to write some poetry, and that's you, Sting. You're my favorite wrestler. I'm a little Stinger fan. Come on. All these years later, I'm coming out of the closet, Sting. I'm a Stinger fan. And on a serious note, you know, the fact that he's had the longevity and career that he has had, kudos to him. I marvel at that. And I say that to say this, you know, I really honestly don't watch the current product. I mean, I'm familiar with AEW and of course, obviously WWE, okay. Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling. So, you know, I'm familiar with the organizations. I know the guy, you know, the guy Stinger's working with, Darby Allin, I guess is his name. I almost forgot his name. I was at an autograph signing and he was right next to me and had the pleasure of meeting Darby. And of course there's so many others that are making a name for themselves in the world of wrestling. But I honestly, with everything I'm doing, I really don't have much time. Like I haven't had cable or satellite television in probably 15 plus years now. Like I just don't have time for television, you know, and I just don't. I got just too much going on, and I'm more focused on and interested in building the kingdom than I am, you know, being entertained by somebody on television, even in wrestling. So, tell your husband, don't know a lot of the current guys, but. Stinger will always be one of my favorites. So well, Liv, it's been great having you on the show today, Q&A with Koloff. Thank you, and I hope whether Stinger and I continue to inspire you to write poetry or someone at Longfellow or Shakespeare or someone else, keep putting that poetry out there. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and thank all of you out there once again for tuning in to another episode Q&A with Koloff. And until next time, just have a God-filled, God-blessed day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.